Okay, thank you. WATD 95.9, Friends with Benefits. Bob, tonight's, I want to thank Blue Cirrus, our sponsor for the show, and Michelle Hager, who was on the line with us tonight.
And hi,
Joe. Hi, Michelle. And hi, Michelle, tonight's guest is going to be Rick Boudreau, who is the director. He's the Clinical Engineering and Application Services at Maine General Medical Center in Augusta, Maine. Rick has a strong technical background that lends credibility to his technically skilled team. This multidisciplinary team is on the leading edge of blending traditional information technology in a biomedical equipment technician's role. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Joel, I'm doing great. Thanks for that great intro. It's a pleasure to join you tonight and talk about a subject that I'm pretty passionate about.
Oh, great to have you. Michelle and I appreciate your time today, and can't wait to discuss Maine General Medical Center. On past shows, we always try to include health information, health consulting information, and we've been able to interview Pat Rio from the New England HIMSS chapter up here. She discussed health informatics and their mission to foster professional growth, relationships, knowledge, and collaboration among healthcare information management professionals in the New England region. And we also interviewed Danielle Lauder, who is from the New England Telehealth Resource Centers, and her work with hundreds of health systems, hospitals, community health centers, FQHCs, which are federally qualified health centers, rural health clinics, health collaboratives, tribal health centers, and independent providers. So we have you on now. And so, Rick, speaking of NETRC, it was great seeing you again in June up in Portland, Maine at the NETRC Regional Telehealth Conference at the Western Portland Harborview. That was a great conference.
Yeah, it was. It was a great turnout there. It was good to see you again up here in the great state of Maine.
Yeah, I love Maine, especially in the summertime. I advise everybody to spend some time up there and relax. What were your thoughts of the conference, of the NETRC conference? There were some great speakers.
Yeah, the conference was great. There's a lot of exciting things happening in telehealth across the nation and right here in New England. It's great to hear success stories from other organizations and meet with my peers at other organizations that are going through a lot of the same projects and, see what the vendors have to offer mm-hmm. for different solutions, talk to different consultants. Chris Gibbons spoke. I hadn't heard him speak before, but he had an amazing presentation. He has quite a vision for the future of telehealth and how healthcare delivery is going to happen for patients moving forward.
Yeah, I agree.
He's great.
Yeah, he is great. I've heard Chris Gibbons speak before at TRC conferences across the country, and his presentation definitely made a strong case for telehealth services, and everyone was captivated with his vision for the future of medicine. So any chance you get to hear Chris Gibbons speak, I always promote that. So Rick, please tell us about the most important thing a hospital or any health organization needs to know about implementing a telehealth program.
Well, in my mind, the biggest key to a successful telehealth program is you have to identify the needs of your patient population, and then wherever you can, meet those needs where your patients are.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And absolutely.
I know you're not a lawyer, but what are you seeing in the telehealth parity laws in Maine?
Yeah, definitely not a lawyer, Joe, but the legislator here in Maine is trying to keep up with technology. That's always a challenge. But they're working at it. And earlier this year, they enacted legislation that allows for parity in telehealth services. So what that means in non-lawyer terms, which is what I'm comfortable using, is that if an insurance carrier here in the state of Maine is going to cover health care, any type of health care service that's provided in person, then they can't deny coverage for the same service to be provided through telehealth services, healthcare at a distance.
That's great.
So that's super exciting for the state of Maine and the people and the patients of the state of Maine.
Yeah, that is. And what are
absolutely.
What are some of the top telehealth programs Maine General Medical Center is utilizing?
So we currently use telestroke and teleradiology. Telestroke allows us to partner with other healthcare organizations and bring specialists to the point of care in our facilities. So for our emergency department and our critical care unit, teleradiology enables us to have that virtual visit, so to speak, with that specialist, so they can see and hear the patient and our caregivers and help with the diagnosis of those stroke patients. Those are very time-sensitive treatments associated with stroke, so having that ability to bring in a specialist right into the room without having them physically have to be there is huge.
Yeah.
And teleradiology allows us to have a radiologist read imaging studies around the clock. You know, before that, the advent of that technology, you know, if you came in and needed a head CT read in the middle of the night, we had to, you know, wake a radiologist up and have them read the study. And now we use radiologists around the world to read that study. So when it's daytime in their part of the world, they're reading studies for us in the middle of the night.
That's great. Truly using technology to its fullest. Yeah, and I know inpatient. Inpatient telehealth services.
Sorry,
such
Joe.
As, no problem. I'm just, you know, making some notes. Inpatient telehealth services we've been talking about with Candace Shaw, who is a consultant for telehealth, and tele-ICU and telestrokes are becoming a standard of care for a lot of hospitals. So my next question to you, Rick, is any tips for other hospitals who are starting to develop their own telehealth program?
Yeah, I mean, when we started down the road, our biggest concern was that, you know, we didn't know what we didn't know. We realized we didn't even know all the right questions to ask. So, you know, that's where engaging the right partner and the right consultants, you know, is super valuable. We're working currently with the Blue Cirrus team, and that experience has been tremendous. We feel confident that we're moving in the right direction. We have the right answers to the right questions, which is often the most important thing, is knowing which questions to ask. So we have those right questions, we've got the right answers, and now we're able to move forward intelligently. You know, these projects are big financial investments, so making the right choice is key to success, to providing the right solutions for our patients while making sound financial decisions along the way.
Well, that sounds great. Great job, Blue Cirrus, on putting that together for you, and I wish you the best of luck. I'm hearing questions from our listeners on the show. You know, what is the future of healthcare? What are some of the biggest challenges at Maine General for providing quality care that you see, Rick?
Well, for us, as a relatively small healthcare organization in a pretty rural area up here in central Maine, one of our biggest challenges has been, you know, getting patients to the care they need. So with telehealth, we can flip that on its head, and instead of getting patients to the care they need, you know, we can bring that care to the patient and meet them and care for them where they are, not where we are. So that's really, you know, to provide that high-quality health care to a bigger portion of the population in a way that's easy for them, that's a key for us.
Oh, that's great.
That's so important with some of the areas in the rural spaces. They don't have, you know, a hospital sometimes in those areas, so or any kind of health care facility in that area. So to be able to reach out to them and provide that care in that area, that's such a key key to providing care to the patients that are in your, especially in your far-flung areas of Maine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I thank you, Michelle. I understand Blue Cirrus started working with Maine General in May on two projects. What were your needs? Why were you contacting Blue Cirrus? What were you looking for?
Basically, we were looking for experts that had been there and done that. You know, again, we weren't even sure the right questions to ask as we started down this road. So once we made the decision that we wanted to offer virtual patient visits or direct-to-consumer care and in-home remote patient monitoring for patients, Blue Cirrus worked with us and brought in experts that had done those projects, that have, you know, seen all the pitfalls or the potential pitfalls that were there, knew the right questions to ask.
Right.
And, you know, they help us develop the RFPs for the projects, and they're currently assisting us in the vendor selection process based on those responses.
So what happens then after the top couple vendors are selected?
Yeah, so our RFP, which is a request for proposal, that went out to potential vendors, and the responses that came back were evaluated by a team that included consultants from Blue Cirrus and some of our folks in-house here at Maine General, and then we kind of shortlisted that overall list of responses, and now we're in the process of, actually tomorrow we have some vendor demos where the vendors will actually come on site and show us their solutions and how they can fit our workflows and help with our patients.
Oh, wow, that's great. And
it's such an important stage of the process, isn't it, Rick? I mean, at that point, you really want those vendors to stick to the important elements, right? What is it that's important to Maine General? And they all have something fantastic about them, but you want to make them stick to the important points for Maine General. So the vendor demonstrations are such an important point of that.
Hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, where that experience from the Blue Cirrus team really helps out. You know, they've helped structure what those demos are going to look like. And to your point, Michelle, you know, really highlighting, you know, the vendors can sometimes come in and get stuck on, you know, one bell or one whistle that they have that sets them apart. But what we really need is, you know, how is their solution going to best fit our needs and our patients' needs? So having that structure to those demos really helps.
Right. And putting my CEO hat on and my business hat on, if I was a hospital CEO, what kind of ROI is Maine General Medical Center expected through these new telehealth business strategies? Is it going to cost them more? Is it going to save them money?
Well, I mean, honestly, Joe, at this point, our biggest concern is improving access and outcomes. You know, through our delivery of remote patient monitoring, we want to enable our patients to stay at home, avoid those costly emergency department visits and those readmissions. And with the direct-to-consumer virtual visits, we want to bring our clinicians to our patients whenever possible. You know, we have Express Care with two current Express Care clinics, with a third one opening this fall. And, you know, we want to bring that care to the patients. You know, they see many patients every day in those clinics that could stay home and get that same level of care through a virtual visit. I mean, which is a huge satisfier for patients.
It's incredible.
Think about that.
Yeah, it is. So you're bringing the care to the patient.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, it can be a satisfier and an efficiency gain for the medical staff. They can see those patients virtually a lot quicker than they can in person.
Oh, no doubt.
And that frees up that time on site for those patients that need to be seen in person for that higher level of care. So it's really a win-win all the way around.
Oh, that sounds great.
Absolutely.
Well, we really appreciate your time. Michelle, do you have anything to add to that from Blue Cirrus?
You know, Rick, I think you guys are going in the right direction. I really, you know, think the, you know, bringing care to the patients where they are and being able to have a win for both the providers and the patients and your individual communities as well as your facility, you know, that's a quadruple win, right? You're able to get some satisfier for your medical staff, and I'm sure that you are, like every institution, struggling to keep your medical staff where they are and not, you know, go to a different location. So having the ability to do telehealth, you can bring all sorts of different specialties and primary care visits to all the folks that are in Maine. It's really a pleasure to work with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, and everybody here is super excited. You know, we're still in the early stages of these projects, but, you know, what we're going to be able to provide for our patients and, you know, as you said, the satisfier for our medical staff, it's going to be huge, and it's really going to set us apart here in the state of Maine, and, you know, we're looking to get on the leading edge and stay there. You know, there's a lot of new and exciting things coming down the road, and we want to continue to engage and keep bringing in new technologies to provide the best care that we can for our patients.
That sounds great. We'll definitely have to follow up with you again, Rick, in Maine General Medical Center and see how everything worked out. So I appreciate your time today. And as always, we want to provide our listeners with helpful information on the show. And I appreciate your answers to explain how hospitals can start implementing telehealth business strategies into their business plans. So thank you for that, and many thanks to our show sponsor, Michelle Hager, and Blue Cirrus Consulting for the opportunity to share information about telehealth and how we can help stakeholders throughout the country with planning and implementing their telehealth programs. So with that said, have a great rest of your week, and let's follow up again. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure talking to you both again.
All right, great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks.